Hey guys, what's going on? It's Yubi. I'm back. Did you miss me? I missed me. It's been a while since I last uploaded an episode here. Last one I did was with Stephanie about men in social media, so it's been a minute. But I've been pretty busy. I've been just got back from my trip in Mexico. That's right. I went to Mexico for 6 days and I got back yesterday. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, it's really nice to visit and travel a different country and really, really nice. But it's also really nice to come back to your own bed, to your own space. It takes a lot of energy to travel and, I don't think people realize that whenever they travel. Like, oh, it's going to be so fun, but you got to be alert, especially when it's a different country. Mexico, of course, I go visit my family every year, so I kind of know what to expect. But this year was a little different since I went to Tequila, which is actually a city where tequila was made, and it kind of is all based around tequila, which is pretty interesting. And I'm really excited to share with you guys my journey there and what I learned, and kind of show you some videos of what it was like, because God, it was beautiful and it was a little crazy too. But anywho, we went to Tequila, we went to the central city of Guadalajara, we went to dangerous areas, to upper higher end areas, and it was quite the experience, I'm not gonna lie. Visiting family is always fun, but it's never fun when they start asking you a million questions, if you know what I mean. If you come from a Mexican background, or I think any background, you don't visit family for a while, they start digging deep into your life and start criticizing you. Well, not really. I mean, my family has good intentions. They want the best for me. Like, just any family probably does for their kids, right? But a lot of chores, a lot of cats, and a lot of flies. Oh my gosh, and mosquitoes. Oh, there's so much I want to tell you guys about Mexico. I feel like I need to do a video of like things to expect when traveling to Mexico in the summer. And actually, I did take a lot of videos. I vlogged a lot, and I'm actually working on my four-part series right now on YouTube. I'm really, really excited to share that with you guys. I'm hoping to post my first episode tomorrow, but it has been a little hectic for me, given the fact that I had a large to-do list coming back, but I'm getting everything done. I'm getting back into my routine of life, and I'm back at work. Which, to be honest with you, I'm kind of happy to be back at work. I'm excited for work now. I'm coming back with this different mindset of like, God, I'm so blessed, right? I think that's one thing that traveling is a plus. It just changes you in the way of seeing life through a different lens. And you begin to realize like, wow, I was crying over this. Like, my job is so good compared to some jobs that I witnessed over there in Mexico. I mean, goodness gracious. I feel so blessed to be here in the States. And, you know, I think Mexico is beautiful. Beautiful place to live, too. But it is hard. It's a hard life for a lot of people out there. And I'll say that for sure. And I'm just happy to be back because I feel like I have so much opportunity here. And I think it's just been my mindset this entire time with sales, especially. It's all mindset with sales, but I'm hoping to kick some ass coming back into sales and definitely, you know, taking advantage of my opportunity, of my potential. So I'll be working on that. I'm also continuing to work on my fitness goals. It's never easy waking up at 6 a.m. to go work out, but when you join a program such as Orange Theory and it kind of forces you to do that or you'll get a charge, you have no choice. But I'm actually doing pretty well, and because I'm working out, I definitely take in consideration the things I put in my stomach throughout the day, just because I know it's going to affect me the next day. And it's definitely a process. It's definitely a journey. It's not easy. And I think the hardest part for me is discipline and not falling out of that wagon, because it's so easy to fall out of that wagon. So I try to refocus myself. And something that's really been helping me a lot is this journal that I've been doing. I started with the bullet journal, right? And I kind of wanted to do the whole bullet journal. If you guys haven't heard about the bullet journal, definitely YouTube it, you'll see it. And I found something that's more easy for me, which something that I do is I just journal every day and I write how I felt throughout the day. If I was like sleepy a lot of the time, if I felt tired, I write how my day went, what I thought about the day, if I met my goal, what goals I set. I even write how much money I spend that day, as well as the food I eat. I know it's a lot to remember, but I kind of already have set my journal into parts. So I've been very consistent and very disciplined with my journal. And I said to myself, if I could do this journal for 30 days and be consistent with it, then I could possibly do a lot of other things. I think it starts with setting small goals and working your way up. And you know, I'm just a student, guys. I'm learning just like you guys. I'm constantly looking for inspiration through YouTube, through videos. And I don't know. I guess it's just my way that works for me right now, that I'm getting things checked out of my to-do list, and it feels really good. It feels really good. I've been staying focused. I'm even reading a book. I want to read a book a week. I know it's a lot right now. It's probably not going to work out, since right now I haven't read today. And I read yesterday though, but I read a lot. And I don't know. I want to better myself. I think that's kind of the end goal for everybody. It should be, I think. That if you're not growing, you're not really living. I don't want to stay stagnant. And I feel like these past 5 years of my life, I've been stagnant. And I just want to be coming to 2019 and saying, okay, this is what I did for, you know, my 2018 year. This is what I accomplished. I want to be able to see it. So if you guys want to see a YouTube video of this bullet journal that I have, definitely DM me. I think if I get people actually asking for this stuff, then I'll be more inclined to do it. But yeah, guys, I just kind of wanted to share with you guys what's going on in my life, and I don't know, maybe inspire you guys maybe to do the same. I know myself that I've been inspired and re-inspired, fell off the bandwagon, got inspired again. It's like cleaning your room, right? It's like, I'm gonna clean my room and it's gonna stay clean. And it's like not even a day later or an hour later, it's like a mess, right? Speaking of my room, that's actually another one of my goals, and is to make my bed and put things where they belong. So if I take something out, put it back in its place. And that's another work in progress there. But I mean, that's how it starts, guys. It's small little steps and then working for the big ones. Whatever you want to do in life, I think we're capable, especially if you're listening to this in the US. I don't know about other countries. I've never really visited anything outside of Mexico and, you know, Arizona, California. But I'm excited to explore and learn more. There's a lot of goals and things that I want to achieve, and I'm in a really good place in my life, and I'm happy, and I'm enjoying the process, and I think that's what matters, right? It's a good thing I'm back from Mexico and I'm not sick from the water. Anyways, guys, I try to keep these little podcasts 10 minutes or less. So if you guys aren't following me on YouTube, definitely follow me. I think you're gonna really enjoy my vlog that I'm about to post tomorrow, since I have to get some sleep here. But everything's good. And I hope everything is good with you guys and your personal lives. And I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. If you know me, if you don't know me, if we're acquaintances, it's all good. It's all good. It's all love here. So thank you for the support, and I look forward to speaking with you guys on the next one. All right, stay awesome, stay safe, stay healthy. Good night.